Yes, the party is focusing and focused on transformation, on finally unlocking the exit points to the resolution of the crisis in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is facing a political crisis. Zimbabwe is facing a governance crisis. Zimbabwe is facing a crisis of electoral fraud and manipulation. These are the challenges we are supposed to deal with. We are retooling, re-kitting, re-strategizing as a party to make sure that we sharpen our strategies and tactics in dealing with power transfer above and beyond just being a popular party. We must be a party in power. We have realized that there are certain omissions that have resulted in the delay of this smooth transition. And obviously what we want to do is to make sure that we smoothen the rough edges, hoping that we'll ultimately deliver a new Zimbabwe based on transformation, based on a policy matrix that respond to the bread and butter issues, the food and stomach issues affecting Zimbabweans. And that's where we are. We are happy that for the past 15 years, it has been years of struggle, years of pain, years of sacrifice, years of service, years of commitment and givenness to the struggle for a better life. And we continue on that journey. No struggle is a tea party. No struggle is a walk in the park. No struggle is popcorn or enjoying a movie, watching a movie. It is a bitter journey. A journey which is arduous, a journey which is associated with hardships, which is associated with trials and tribulations, arrests, attempted assaults on our lives, and that has been the character. Some even died. It is a struggle that has been characterized by blood, sweat, and toil.
Now, what can you say are the major achievements that we have actually, you know, amassed during the past 15 years? Or let me put it this way. What have been your major achievements during the past 15 years?
First, our major achievement is to keep the spirit of alternative politics, opposition politics, aglow. We have refused to be swallowed by ZANU-PF. We have refused to acquiesce or to surrender our zones of autonomy. We have refused to be part and parcel of the grave train of ZANU-PF. We have refused as a people to cow down and to surrender to politics of dictatorship and autocracy. The fact that we are still there remaining, standing, is a fact of struggle, is a fact of progress and prosperity. And we are happy that on that score we have been successful. We have also made it sure that we continue to chip away on the pillars of dictatorship. We have to continue to undermine the legitimacy of autocracy in Zimbabwe. We continue to build on an alternative side of politics. We are the first part, by the way, my brother Gibbs, to teach ZANU-PF that alternative politics is possible, to teach ZANU-PF that it's possible to come second best to an opposition political party. We defeated ZANU-PF in 2008. We defeated ZANU-PF in the elections for the speaker. For the first time, we sponsored a speaker in parliament. For the first time, we've had mayors from MDC other than just mayors from ZANU-PF since 1980. For the first time, we had a crop of cabinet ministers that performed above expectation during the inclusive government, the way we ran the finance ministry, the way we ran the ICT ministry, the way we ran our energy ministry, and many other ministries that were under the tutelage of the MDC ministers. We ran these ministries in a manner that is possible to show people that it is proper and fit to have alternative politics in Zimbabwe. So we have achieved a lot. Democracy itself has remained a possibility because of MDC. In parliament, in the local authorities, we have continued to keep the flame of democracy aglow.
Now, let's look at some of the problems. We know that every party has got problems. You know, at the end of the day, the MDC had serious kind of problems, including some splits. Some of them include, the formation of the MDC Ncube faction, the MDC 99, now MDC Renewal. Do you think that the MDC will achieve what it wanted to do, as we see that there's some bit of factionalism that has in the past ravaged the party?
You know, a flooded river obviously will burst to its banks. And in the process, certain of the logs that will be along the way are going to be deposited on the banks. It's not a sign of weakness that the party continues to exfoliate and peel away a certain of the other elements. It's actually a sign of good politics. We continue to be a dynamic party. It's not an acceptable or an enviable position, an anticipated position to have division. But you must know that wherever there are decisions, to decide is to divide. And to divide, you always have those who feel that they want to go their own way. So I would not say that it has been a misfortune. I would not say that it has been a weakness. In fact, I think the kind of diversity of opinion that we have seen and the possibility of people choosing to form their own political party, I think is also part of what we are fighting for. We are fighting for democracy. We cannot be seen to be fighting that which we are fighting for. Democracy is good. So those who feel that they have a different view, a different perspective, a different civilization and persuasion have a right to also articulate that civilization. And that's what democracy is all about. If anything, it is what we are going to achieve as a people at the end of the day. It's not about the multiplicity of voices that is the problem. It's actually to make sure that we have a common agenda, which common agenda is to preserve that which we fought for during the liberation struggle, the integrity and dignity of every Zimbabwean, the sovereignty of the people, the ability of the people to have dignity in whatever space, wherever they are.
Now, we know that ZANU-PF has labelled the party, or let me say the MTC, a puppet of the West. Now, you have never reacted to this in a way maybe that has convinced the public that we're not puppets of the West. So what have you done about that kind of thing, Mr. Chamisa?
Well, we are not in the business of playing a blame game. ZANU-PF's character is to point a finger at the MDC, forgetting and not knowing that the people know that four of their fingers are pointing at themselves. We know that they're in the business of labeling and condemning the party. We are not going to play to that kind of rhetorical, you know, politics, you know, politics of sloganeering, politics of mudslinging. We have an obligation to the people of Zimbabwe. People of Zimbabwe remain the masters of our struggle. They remain the masters of our revolution. They remain the masters of what we are and who we are. We are not going to waste our time trying to prove our paternity. We are not going to waste our time to trying to prove who our ancestry is or what our ancestry is in terms of this struggle, because the people of Zimbabwe own this struggle. The people of Zimbabwe know that they are the masters of the destiny of their own lives and their fate. And that does not require in any manner or in any way for us to then go and pander to the whims and caprices of ZANU-PF politics. If anything, instead of labeling and condemning each other, we must be saying what is the best for our country. What do we do to make sure that our brothers and sisters who are gifted and skilled, who are in the diaspora, come back? What is it that we should do to make sure that we recall those who are outside the country to build a better country, to build a great country, to build a modern and prosperous Zimbabwe? We can only do that, my brother, if we are able to come together, get together, forgetting this label and condemn. We don't take briefs from London. We don't take briefs from Washington. We take briefs from Cholocho in Matabeleland. We take briefs from Zaraban in Mashonaland Central. We take briefs from Chipinge in Manicaland. We take briefs from Zaka in Masvingo. That's where our masters are, not in any capital of the world. But of course, we know things that are important. We don't want to waste time that are irrelevant.
Now, Mr. Chamisa, as you celebrate today, do you honestly believe that one day you'll be the ruling party?
In fact, that day is not far. One day MDC is going to be the government of this country. One day President Tsvangirai is going to be the head of state in this country. One day ZANU-PF is going to be in the opposition in this country. One day President Mugabe is going to be a former president of Zimbabwe. And that day is coming. It's not far. It's just one day and it's coming. That day is coming.
Are you really convinced the day is coming?
That day is coming and it's not very far away. Just look at ZANU-PF. Listen to ZANU-PF. Go and check from ZANU-PF whispers in the corridors. They are nocturnal confessions. They will tell you that the day is coming, the day when the president of the Movement for Democratic Change is going to be the head of state. It's not far away. That day is coming. All we need to do is to hold our breath and wait for that day. It's a great day for you. It's a great day for me. It's a great day for all the people in Zimbabwe. It's a great day for our colleagues and comrades in ZANU-PF. It's a great day for the destiny of Africa. It's a great day for the whole world, and that day is coming.
And do you see that day coming with the same leadership?
Yes, that day will come. I want to tell you that it's characteristic of people to try and blame the best player when the pitch is full of water or is waterlogged or it has thorns and other problems. The undulating playing field that we have in terms of the electoral politics, in terms of our political situation, people have the tendency to then blame the players. But they forget that the playing field itself is to blame. It's not necessarily the player, but the stadium's atmosphere that we need to correct. The referee who is biased, who throws away the whistle and joins, you know, the other team. That is the challenge we are facing. So, yes, we accept there's been a blame to say, oh, maybe it's because of leadership omissions and commissions. Fine, we've had certain challenges, but certainly it is not to do with ourselves, but the environment we operate under. And we know that once that is corrected, it will conduce the coming of that day.
And the day will be the day when Mr. Tsvangirai will be the president of Zimbabwe.
Not just the Mr. Tsvangirai being the president, but Studio 7 broadcasting from Zimbabwe, happily and progressing as a people, celebrating our diversity with media pluralism, celebrating our diversity with journalists being able to broadcast and give the country the mosaic of views, the mosaic of ideas that we would want to see and cherish. And President Tsvangirai being at the helm, that day is coming. That day is not far away.
Mr. Chamisa, thank you very much. And